Jimmy, we saw it yesterday in her time, was gallant and game holding off English, and an eye-catching run from Clearly Innocent. We're 2 weeks out from the Everest. We've still got two spots to fill.
Yeah.
One of the slot holders who's, I know he's been working the phones overnight to try and lock in a runner for him. Let's see how he's gone. Damien Flower's been good enough to join us. Damien, good morning. And are you any closer to having an Everest runner, Damien?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Put it this way, I'm out of battery on the phone.
Okay. Who's it down to, Damien?
Look, on the three horses that I'm sort of looking at now and just negotiating with the owners and trainers, In Her Time, Clearly Innocent, and Vidora, who ran second on Friday night to Sheep Will Rain.
Is that okay. In that order, Damien?
Yeah, give us your preference.
No particular order at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks out from that race. I just wanted to see where horses would be at this time. And look, all three have their own credentials, especially the two from Randwick yesterday. In Her Time, Clearly Innocent.
How much is it, Damien, of getting, now that you've got those three that you're there, how much is it about getting the horse that you want or the deal that you accept?
Well, at this present time, I'm probably in a position, as there's only Coolmore and myself. In saying that, look, I'm not a greedy person, and in the instance of the particular horse, I personally think, especially the two from Sydney, are right in the mix.
Right.
So I'm happy to sort of move either way to work in with the people.
Okay.
Damien, I don't know this for certain, but my understanding is that Coolmore may be going with their own filly, Tulip. Would you be aware of that? And if that's the case, is it then basically down to you to make a call on one of those three horses?
Yeah, I think I've actually heard that too. Obviously, Tulip's by their one of their own sales.
Yep.
So that's obviously very good for their brand. That obviously would help me, obviously being the last slot holder. Look, it's funny, both in particular, and this is no disgrace at all, I haven't heard from them on Friday night, but Benjamin Smith from Newcastle, when it all first came out, must have rang me at probably 8 to 10 weeks ago, saying he's had this filly and he's going to own it for that race.
Yep.
And also saying that back in August, start of August too, Chris Field and Bruce Neal actually sent me a sort of a marketing tool to listen. And so I've basically had my both of them the whole time. I think when I was on the show the other day, I sort of went up my sleeve, and it was always one of them two.
Yep.
And Damien, when you first heard about the Everest, how long did it take you to because I remember when it was announced, and we were talking, weren't we? And some people were saying, oh, it's only for the rich people now because you take this slot and all that. But as it's played out, and the structure of the event is such that in many ways, anyone can be involved. And, you know, I think there's in She Will Reign, there's about 20 new owners, aren't there, of a racehorse. So what was the things that attracted you to the Everest initially?
Firstly, I'm not one of the rich people.
I wouldn't mind being as poor as you, Damien.
No. But as I said, I was at a barbecue and it came up on a Friday beforehand. And as soon as I heard it, I'm one of those guys that everyone knows. I'm an all-in person if I believe in something.
Yep.
And I just wanted to be a part of it. Obviously, the initial outlay and committing for 3 years was a thought. But then when you look at the prize money and you can sort of have a little bit of business structure in it, and I was always hoping to get one of my horses in there. So that's sort of the plan in the next second or third year. But I just wanted to be a part of it. I just thought it would be a great concept, and I just know it's going to come, especially the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Damien, you're one of the nice guys in racing, and everyone wishes you a lot of success, but geez, I wouldn't want to play poker against you, mate, because you've held your nerve all the way right through. You're the last man standing.
Bit of pressure, but come this morning, overload. No, but look, I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the racing, and I actually enjoy the banter of it. And I think if you're in racing, it's a gamble anyway. You know, we all know that, and we have our little, you know, superstitions and, you know, little things that go here and there. But look, I wouldn't swap it for the world. I'm sort of enjoying the part of it. And now I'll probably make a decision in the next 24 hours.
Great call. I'm as intrigued as you as by the negotiations and the business, the wheeling and dealing behind it, Damien. And I think that's as much a part of the race as the actual race itself. Good luck. If you could let us know, Ray's got his phone here. If you could let us know if anything happens before 10 o'clock today, that'd be appreciated. And I guess whichever way it goes, it's going to be an interesting one for you, Damien. Appreciate your time this morning.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Damien.
There you go. So clearly innocent, $15. In her time, $15. Mm. So the market can't separate them.
They both went terrific yesterday. Gee, they went well.
The deal will separate them from Damien's point of view, wasn't it? That's what separates them, because the market can't at this point. 13.53.
He's held his nerve, hasn't he?
What's that?
He's held his nerve all the way through. It's extraordinary.
And if Coolmore take up that other one, you're in a position of strength, aren't you?
He's the last man standing.
Yeah. That's the fascinating part of it.